Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and we talk about this show being about power. Yes. We're going to be talking about both mind power as well as body power. Here it is, summertime. We all want to look better. We want to feel better. We want to have this dynamic level of energy that allows us to just be a part of this wonderful, wonderful time of the year. We want to be outside and we want to really look good. Well, my guest today, Danny Torres, is a man who is, I think, quite an interesting person, and a person that chooses to walk a path that involves invention. He is an entrepreneur. He's also very much involved in bodybuilding. And we're going to talk a little bit about his background and why it is that he has such a passion for wellness. I'm going to welcome to the airwaves Danny Torres. Danny, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Donna.
Now, you're located in New York, which I think New York City, to me, is just absolutely incredible. It is like the whole universe can all be put in New York City. It's so diverse. And it's got such an environment. And it's a fast pace. It's a very fast pace. Have you always lived in New York? Is that your home base?
It's my home base, but for a short time I have lived in New Jersey and also in Pennsylvania, but it's where I'm most comfortable, actually.
Now, when we had a chance to interact before, you told me a story about yourself and how you got involved with bodybuilding at a fairly young age, and I thought, this is so parallel with Jack LaLanne, with Paul Bragg, with so many different individuals that have become so well-known and such spokespersons for wellness. What was it that got you excited as a young person about health, about bodybuilding? Why?
Well, in the large picture, I think some people are just born, wanting to exercise. And I remember waking up as a very young boy, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and watching Jack LaLanne, in his TV show.
Uh-huh.
I would follow along. There was another program that I used to watch also. They used to do yoga. So I used to do yoga as well.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how old were you when you started this?
I can remember early back as young as 5.
5 years
yeah.
of age. So your mom was turning on the television and saying, was your family just as enthusiastic about exercise, or were you as this 5-year-old just there, watching good old Jack with his stretch outfit on and just doing all those pumping moves and then the yoga? What an interesting. I wasn't aware that there was a yoga program on. When Jack LaLanne,
back in the early 60s, because, I'm in my 50s. My mom and my dad were asleep. I turned on the TV myself. How I found the program, I don't know, because I can't remember. And I remember back at that age, I remember he was doing sit-ups, and he had his toes pointed, and I wasn't able to do my a sit-up. It took several tries. And before you know it, I was able to do a sit-up with toes pointed.
So. Amazing. Now, when you think about that, you were the one that searched it out. You were the one that did it all on your own. And when did you get into the bodybuilding? Who influenced you to look at that venue? Because, my goodness, I can remember, I think I was in my late 20s, early 30s, before I even became aware of anything called bodybuilding. It just wasn't in my sphere of life, but you started it very, very, and I was raised in California. You started it very young in life. What turned you onto it?
I was fortunate. I was an inner city kid, and my parents used to take me and my sister and brother upstate, where, you know, I'm Latin, and they used to have like a Latin community up there, a summer community. And the kids that were up there, they used to have weight sets. So I didn't know what bodybuilding was. All I know is the older kids were lifting weights, and it made them, you know, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think I was like 10 when I did my first bench press, or, you know, and worked my arms. And yeah, it did make you stronger. I was very pleased. And not that I was a bully, but nobody bullied me. So that was something I enjoyed.
So with that, when you started into that, and you were 10 years old, I mean, this boggles my mind. But I think we forget that with kids, if they are put into a physical exercise environment, they thrive in it. This is something we've gotten away from in today's world. A lot of the programs in schools, they've discontinued the gymnastics. I mean, playing something like dodgeball. I couldn't believe I was hearing somebody on a television show not too long ago say, oh, dodgeball, that's just not the right, this is terrible, we shouldn't do that. And I thought to myself, this person is so detached from reality. I watched a little girl up on bars swinging. She had found something, I mean, tree climbing, all of this. It's as if we've gotten this paranoia, and I don't know who's implemented it, but it's just almost like a virus that's gone through, that we're supposed to not move when we're kids, and kids are supposed to move. That's what they do. That's how their muscles grow and develop. So with you, you know, here you are, you got into this as an inner city kid, which is terrific. But what took you to the next level, which made you as a teenager decide that you were going to take this most seriously for yourself personally?
That's pretty easy. I would say about 12 years old, 13 years old, I started reading comic books. And, you know, Spider-Man is skinny in comparison to the other superheroes. But,
well,
you know, I saw those guys. I was lifting weights. I was, you know, and I shouldn't have. I don't know if it was the best thing for me, but, you know, my parents are both working, so they, as long as I wasn't causing any trouble and I wasn't, nobody bothered me. You can't do that today, though. But, you know, so I lifted weights in my friend's house, and, you know, I saw pictures of Iron Man, Captain America, and I said I wanted to be like that. And one day, I think I must have been like 15, I saw my first bodybuilding magazine, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was on it. And I said, this guy has a superhero's body. So that was, you know, I would go back further, Steve Reed's. But Steve Reed's, he had a good body, but it was like nothing like what I saw, like, when I saw the first cover of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was like, holy cow, this would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you saw this, when you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you then started exploring it, what was it that made you gravitate towards the nutritional side? Because I've known people that when they got into bodybuilding, it was having the wonderful physique, but they weren't too much into nutrition. When did you start connecting nutrition along with the aspect of physical exercise and how important it is?
Well, like being young and realizing that we had to exercise, or wanting to exercise, you know, I knew that eating right was good. I mean, you know, I'm 8 years old. I'm at a party. Somebody's has a piece of cake. You know, I knew I didn't really feel good after eating, you know, two slices of cake or having soda. I remember in the summertime, you know, having you go to a party. Somebody has like orange soda. I have Coca-Cola or what have you. I remember like an hour afterwards, I would feel really sticky and not good. Mm-hmm. It just made sense to me.
So for you, you were paying attention to your body and how your body was responding to certain foods, even at
exactly.
that young age.
Yeah.
So you were really in what I call the intuitive flow with yourself. And I think that that is quite exceptional. I don't think we're encouraged or educated. Let me use that word. I think that's a better word to use. Educated to really be in tune with our body. Now, I know that you are a man that also loves to develop things. You absolutely have this, what I would call problem-solving side to yourself. It says, I think I can do something a little bit better. And you are an entrepreneur. You are a man who has really crossed into a number of different modalities, and yet they have blended together very well. You have a love of the physical fitness. You really like being supportive and helping people understand that they can feel better, they can look better. You were influenced by some very positive figures like Paul Bragg, Jack LaLanne, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and many, many others. For you, because of being involved in the bodybuilding environment, you developed an item called a squat sponge. And when I heard that, I thought, that's interesting. You know, what's a squat sponge? When I saw it and I saw how it was applied, that was really interesting to me. Tell me where you or how you developed this concept, and it's for use in the gym. So this is good for men, women, and let's talk about how you developed this.
Well, it goes back to going back into bodybuilding. Squat sponge is used primarily for doing back squats, and As a young man, I wasn't very tall, but I was strong. And, I mean, I think at 17, I was doing full squats with 350 pounds, and which is a lot of weight going back then.
You bet.
You know, for a young kid. And at that time, there were no barbell pads. The squat sponge is a barbell pad for your listeners. And you know, it hurt my neck, even as a young man, you
mm-hmm.
know. And then, you know, you didn't, I wound up using a pillow. You know, my friends and I, we had a basement. We all chipped in. We bought weights, had a couple of little machines and so on. And then, you know, we all grow up, and you don't train for a while. You know, you train a little bit. I got married. I got divorced. And when you get divorced, generally a lot of people, they want to get back in shape. So I did in my early 30s. And then, you know, nutrition changed, which was good. And then exercises changed. But some things didn't change, like the best exercise for legs and for losing weight really is squats. And I started doing squats again. And now they did have a barbell pads, and they helped, but they weren't that good. And my invention of the squat sponge goes back almost 10 years, and I made it comfortable for the body, and the materials that I use for it it absorbs the a lot of the pressure that would be put on your spinal column. But it was at 35 I was squatting 400 pounds 20 reps.
Oh my
squats.
Goodness.
Yeah, you know, from when I was a kid to then, you know, you had a little more time
mm-hmm.
to do stuff, and nutrition helped, but you know, my neck hurt it, so I started to develop the squat sponge. People in the gym, you know, wanted to try my version of the barbell pad, and at that point I said, you know, I think I can make this a small little business, so I tried.
Now, this is something for me that is just wonderful, because I really appreciate entrepreneurs, having been in that venue myself in my own way. And it really takes a willingness to do something that other people say, nah, don't bother, don't waste your time with it. But you saw a need, and you realized that because you were involved in physical fitness, that there is a detriment that can be experienced with the neck and the spinal column. And this is something that a lot of people ignore. And many times when people sustain injuries, then they get discouraged and they won't go back. And I think that this is quite a phenomenal observation. It's really quite simple, but it is something that you develop it so that the weight is distributed properly, so that the body is helped and not put at a disadvantage where you could actually do more of a lift. Let me ask you a question, Danny. Do you think something like this would ever be allowed, let's say for the heavy weight lifters, these men and women that do hundreds and hundreds? I mean, it's mind-boggling to me when they do these lifts and they put the thing on their neck, and I know they've got tremendous muscle power, but do you think they'd ever allow something like this to be used on the bar in the Olympics?
Well, the Olympics weightlifters, is a different story for those guys. What you're probably thinking about is more like powerlifters, because
yes,
powerlifters will do, they're competing against who can do a heavy squat, who can do the heaviest bench, and the heaviest deadlift. So those guys, no, I don't think they would do it, and I know a lot of powerlifters, and that's, you know, but they can train with it. The thing is that a lot of people that are doing powerlifting or that do weightlifting and on a competitive basis, they're generally pretty young, and they've been trained not to use a barbell pad or certain things because they can't use them in competition. You know, so they want to keep it close to the bone, I guess, for whatever reason they want. But they do use knee wraps, they do use, elbow wraps, and they use weight belts. So it's possible. It's possible.
That's amazing to me. Now, I want to ask you a question. You brought up something that is very interesting to me, and you said for losing weight, and believe me, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of women especially with summertime, they would love to tone up and trim down better. Why are squats so important for trimming down?
Oh, well, you know, it's squats like anything, any tool can be used in many different ways to get whatever benefits you want. If an individual wanted to gain weight, you would do squats. You work up heavy weight, low repetitions. And you wanted to get rest involved. If you wanted to lose weight, for a man or a woman, you would use lighter weight and you would do more repetitions. So at either case, a woman, if she wanted to gain weight, lose weight, or whatever, she's doing squats. She's going to tone up her legs like nothing else can tone up her legs, and she's going to tone up, you know, her buttocks. You know, it'll shape it, it'll raise it like nothing else. So, you know, doing squats for whatever purpose you want will give you whatever you want to do. There are a couple of exercises that are really, really fundamentally will transform your body. One is swimming. It uses the whole body. The other is squats. And then also the regular push-up, works 80% of the muscles in the upper body. So there are certain exercises that will do tremendous things for you.
Now,
that really wanted to lose weight and they have a minimal amount of time, they can do 3 sets, 25 reps of squats, lightweight, you know, half your body weight, and it'll leave you breathless.
Boy, oh boy. Now, let me ask you a question that I know people would be asking themselves if they were doing this. Often when you're doing squats, there's a concern about the knees, and many times if you're doing like 3 sets, if you're doing 3 sets of 25 and you're using light weights, you're a woman, you might be concerned about your knees, and I don't care what your age is, but when you're doing it, there may be what's called the burn that you feel. Is that good? Is that bad? How do you work with it?
Well, when you're talking about the burn in the muscle?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's like the pump, and the pump is what everybody really works for. The pump is telling you what you know that you're doing it right and you're getting the benefit that you want. And if you believe me, if you're going to do squats, you're going to feel a lot more the pump because your heart's going to be racing like crazy. But you don't really have to worry about that. You mentioned your knees. The most important thing is when you're doing squats is that you don't bounce at the bottom and you keep your knees back or your weight back. So your knees do not go over your toes. Anybody that does squats pretty much knows what I'm saying because you don't want to hyperextend the knee. So that's basically it. And you're not, and you don't need to go, you don't drop your weight. Everything is controlled. So, you know, if you wanted to, let's say, like lose weight and you're going to do 25 reps, I do suggest at the bottom you slow down and then you come up and you can do a contraction of your thighs or a contraction of your buttocks, or you can do both, and that really adds to your burn. And the burn is letting you know that you're doing the right thing and you're targeting what you want to target.
Talking about exercise, talking about the burn, it brings to mind an awareness that when you are exercising, and I've known people that have done this, and women, we are so guilty of this, especially in our culture. Women will say, I need less food, I need less of this, I need less of that, and we really will go into what I call a level of malnutrition. And that brings me right full circle into your other invention that you came up with, which your mother was a very strong influence for, and that is your amino muscle snack time. And one of the things that concerns me, and I say it concerns me because I have been guilty of this, that you need to not eat so much food. You maybe will take a whole bunch of supplements, which I'm a believer in supplements. But good nutrition is so important. And this amino muscle snack time that you came up with, I found very interesting. And I want you to share the story about how you were influenced by what happened with your mom to bring this product out for people. Tell us about your mom.
Well, my mom, she lives with me. She used to live with my sister in North Carolina. She's 84, and she's rather ill. And she came to live with me about 4 years. Well, she actually came to visit me about 4 years ago, and, you know, she'll come back like once a year to visit me. And over her visit, she had a stroke. And, you know, I live a few blocks away from the hospital here in New York, which is why she's here. And, you know, I call for the emergency services to come pick her up, take her and whatever. And while she was there, you know, the doctors told me that she was not very good in nutrition. She didn't eat right. And as people get older, they tend not to eat that much, or they don't eat what they should be eating. And, you know, my mom had a slight case of diabetes, so, you know, the doctors told her, oh, she should take sweets. And what does that mean? She would get, like, a piece of apple pie, you know, and eat that and think that was great. And I didn't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so she was there. You know, I went with to one doctor's appointment, and the doctor told me that she's not eating right and so on. And, you know, I asked him, can my mom take, you know, protein supplements? And he said, that would be perfect for her. So I did get some protein supplements for my mom, but she didn't really like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to do research, and I came and I, you know, gave her a couple different protein products, protein pills, amino acid pills. They were all, in my opinion, pretty good. Being an old-time weightlifter, bodybuilder, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s, supplements didn't taste good. So you didn't really care. You just mm-hmm. It was really the effect. And, you know, but my mom was older, and yeah, taste was important because she still wanted stuff. So to your story is that I came up with a formula, and the Internet, you know, God bless, has all the information you want. All you got to do is look for it and do research. So I did research, and I bought the ingredients. I made it myself, and my mom liked it. I liked it. I made some more, and some of my gym friends liked it. And again, I thought, you know, here I can do something and help people. And, you know, what's better than to have a little business and, you know, you're doing right by people.
Well, one of the things that is very important about the Amino Muscle Snack Time is that they're chewable tablets. And you had sent me a sample, and I know my assistant, Deborah, you had sent her a sample. And so we both have been experimenting with it. And I find it extremely interesting for me that if I'm busy and my body is telling me I need to take time to have something to eat, I can take a couple of these tablets, and they're about, oh, let's say about a half an inch in diameter and about a quarter of an inch thick, and you chew them. And I have some vanilla, and I love vanilla. So I said, okay, and in fact, I just did this yesterday. I was going out for my walk, my power walk, and I just didn't have time to eat. My schedule was busy, and I said, okay, let me try this. Well, it was amazing. I was absolutely amazed at, and I've done this a couple of times, and the hunger, one, was taken care of, and two, my energy level didn't drop. My energy level stayed strong. So this is absorbed by the body very, very quickly. Deborah, who has some friends who are into bodybuilding, she said, okay, let me go and share some of this with them. And I was on the phone with her last night, and she said, they went, wow, this is good. This is really good. And she said, really? Why is it good? They said, you should taste some of the stuff that we take, because like you, they have been involved in protein supplement powders, and they said most of the stuff they taste is very bland to them. It doesn't really have much flavor, but because they're so much into bodybuilding, they really have sort of disassociated from something that tastes good to having something like this. And so she's been getting feedback from people at the gym where she goes, and they said, we really, really like this. So it's, we ourselves decided to do experiments, and we have found just it's really been a wonderful, wonderful surprise. And she tried your honey, and I know you're coming out with a chocolate.
Yes.
Now, in doing this, you always have to have taste testers. How many volunteers do you have standing in line to let you know that something's good?
You know, and I have several inventions, several copyrights, and a few patents. I live in New York, so we don't have to go very far to get somebody to try something, and you don't. And no one is without an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they really don't care. You know, my sister lives in North Carolina, and the people there are so sweet, so kind, so careful not to want to offend. New Yorkers really don't care. So they tell you exactly what they like. They don't like, you know, it's the funniest thing. I had like 20 people try out the chocolate, let's say. And I went with one particular batch and flavor. My girlfriend didn't like that one. She was the one out of 20 that didn't like it. So when mm-hmm. I told her that I went with the flavor she didn't like, you have no idea what she was telling me. But you know, I have to go with the majority of people.
That's right. That's right, Danny. You're such an inspiration. You really are. You're a man that has, one, been so involved in making your life a balanced life. And very much like Jack LaLanne, you have said, I want to make this world a better place. And because of your mom, you took the time, you had the interest in developing something that could be used by just about anybody. And when you think of people who are elderly, like your mother is, and how much this could benefit them, because they're getting in amino acids. They're getting that nutrition that so often is available in meat, and for whatever reason, they may not want to have the meat, or maybe their systems, especially if they're elderly, it doesn't work. But if you're into bodybuilding, and if you're like me, and you physically get active, and you want to also maintain your schedule, this is a wonderful supplement. Now, do you have a website at this time, Danny, where people can go to? I know they can get the amino muscle snack time. They can get this on Amazon.com, and they can go to squatsponge.com. Your website, what other information is going to be on it?
Well, on my website, squatsponge.com, I also sell, you know, my other products, because the Squat Sponge has been around for about 6 years, so just wanted to have the goodwill from, you know, the people that I sold many, many thousands of the Squat Sponge, so wanted to have people just come over and you know, look at the product there.
I think it's wonderful. I really do. And for those of you listening, if you want to be aware, maybe you're a bodybuilder, maybe you're not, but I think to understand how important it is to contribute to your own wellness, and that if you're like me and you need something that is portable, if you're in trade shows, for example, like I do trade shows, or you're active, or maybe you are a teacher, or you're someone where you're constantly on the go, all you have to do is have a little plastic bag that you put these amino muscle snack time tablets into, and you can have a glass of water, you can have a few of these, and guess what? Low in calories. So you're getting nutrition with a little bit of flavor that's going to just take care of that sweet tooth, too.
And exactly.
It's just marvelous. So it is something that's handy to carry. And gals, I'll tell you, it is amazing. It's something that can be really surprising, and it can get you through those tough spots. So
just
this
wanted
summer,
to point out, each tablet of the amino acids, muscle amino snack time, is 1 gram of protein. So 5 tablets is about the equivalence of eating 1 egg. So, you know, if for people that get up in the morning and don't like to have breakfast, it wouldn't be a far stretch just to take 1 or 2 tablets before you go to work and you have a brunch. So this way your blood sugar level will stay constant, and it'll help you to control your appetite cravings for sweetness.
It's amazing. I'm really so pleased to have become acquainted with this. And again, for those of you that would like to order it, you can get it on Amazon.com. Check out his website, squatsponge.com. And Danny Torres, I'm so pleased you were able to join me today. This has been wonderful. And you really are an inspiration as an entrepreneur, as someone that is a mature individual. You are walking the walk. You don't just talk, you walk the walk. You live what it is that you're bringing forth to make this world and the people in it a lot healthier and stronger. Thank you, Danny Torres, for being my guest today. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to have more good things to share with you. Don't go away. Check out squatsponge.net or .com, excuse me, and also amazon.com for amino muscle snack time. Terrific stuff. We'll be back in just a moment.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance your physical needs with your busy schedule is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors. A bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. It can be used anytime, anywhere. First thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. And as a weight loss appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used. No caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Visit Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. And if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I would be more than delighted to do that. Give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, I'll tell you what I perceive, and then you can ask me a question about anyone or anything that you desire. I wanted to talk about chocolate. Oh, yes. The ambrosia, I think. Oh, yes. I absolutely adore chocolate. Now, there's chocolate and there's chocolate. And I can remember years ago when I got involved with cake decorating. It was quite an education for me. Many times, I don't know about you, but I love cooking shows. And I would watch these shows where people would do these phenomenal creations with cakes. And I just sit there and I go, how do these people do it? This is amazing. And I was just fascinated with it. So I ended up taking a class. And I had, as part of this class, a candy making class. And to my amazement, I learned that a lot of chocolate had a great deal of wax in it. And I thought, ooh, this is interesting. Why would you have a waxy substance? Well, obviously, chocolate needs to have something to make a candy bar or what have you. They have to have some kind of solidifying agent. And there's many different types. But I'll never forget being in that class, and we had the molds, and we did all kinds of things with it. But I thought, you know what? I really don't like this very much. I don't like the taste. Didn't have the flavor. Well, we all know that if you get fine quality chocolate, and it's made with the finer fats, the fats that are going to complement the chocolate. Oh, there's nothing like it. It's absolutely phenomenal. It just satisfies your taste buds in a wonderful, wonderful way. Well, of course, Central America and Mexico were very, very much aware of cocoa before we were. In fact, that's how it got into Europe because of the Spanish conquistadors that discovered it, and it was taken to Europe. Well, the Europeans decided it's a little bit bitter, so they added something sweet called sugar. And after that, it was a craze. And I have to share with you, with that just a little bit of history, I had a next-door neighbor. Her name was Sandy. Now, Sandy had a very interesting family background. Her mother was an herbologist and had been studying with an herbalist, a shaman, for many, many, many years. And when Sandy was going to college, she decided she wanted to be in the medical field. And she, in one of her classes, and they weren't giving classes on nutrition, but there was something in one of her classes, medicine, that there was a professor that said to the students, and Sandy was one of her students, if you want to have excellent health, you should have a cup of cocoa every day. Now, Sandy loved chocolate. So that was not a hard thing for her to adopt. But her professor went on to explain why. Her professor apparently had spent some time as a student in South America. And her professor, at the time that she was teaching, was in her 70s and was very vigorous, was very healthy. And she talked about the nutritional benefits of chocolate and why it was so very, very important to strength, stamina, and wellness. And when she told me that, this is long before I ever got involved in nutrition in the way that I've evolved into through the years, and I just chuckle because I think of Sandy and this professor and how this woman had such an impact on her years before anybody thought that chocolate was something other than just a sweet treat. And the implications by this professor were so strong that I said, this is amazing. And so when they started coming out with more and more information about the cacao pods and how important they were, and I had a friend one day that I was visiting with, and she's really big into health food. And so she said, oh, you love chocolate. You ought to try one of these little pieces of chocolate. And I said, oh, really? She said, oh, yes, I carry them around with me wherever I go. I took a bite of one, and I said, oh, my goodness, what is this stuff? She said, oh, this is raw chocolate. And I said, it's so bitter. It really is bitter. However, the Aztecs just knew how to mix it. They make a frothy mix. For those of you that are aware of the Mexican culture, and I have one of these items, there is what they call, and I don't remember the exact name of it, but it is sort of like a hand mixer. And I have one that was carved out of wood for me many years ago, and beautiful design on it. And it's specifically for cocoa. And what you do, you have your cocoa, your milk, and this type of thing, and you put this item in. You know the immersion blender? It's like an immersion blender, but it's not electrical. And you put it in, and then you rub it between your hands, and it creates this phenomenal froth. Absolutely wonderful. Well, that is the way the ancients fixed it. They would have this, and sometimes they didn't add sugar, but they would add, like, cayenne. They would add a pepper to it. And it was a very invigorating drink. It was a very warming, healthy drink. In fact, in South America, they adopted a term. It was like the jaguar's food. It is just absolutely wonderful. And cocoa butter, my goodness, cocoa butter is something that was used for generations to protect you against the sun. Instead of using what we call a sunscreen today, which may have chemicals in it that affect the skin in a negative way, coconut butter or cocoa butter and coconut oil were used on a regular basis. Now, what people don't know, those little tiny chocolate nibs that I told you were so incredibly bitter, it has high antioxidants in it. The 80% dark chocolate that you can now buy in the store, it's protein and fat rich. That's right. It's good for you. So don't ever feel guilty about indulging in a piece of chocolate. Doesn't mean you eat the whole box, but having a piece of chocolate makes your day. It really is a good thing. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. And before we go on break, I want to let you know tomorrow we're going to be talking about relatives. Yes. Dr. Brown is going to be my guest. We're going to talk about her book, Reluctantly Related. It is wonderful. It is about in-laws. And my goodness, when a member of your family marries someone, you get their family, and it's added, and it may or may not be a positive situation. Well, Dr. Braun experienced that herself, and so we're going to be finding out how she handled it. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about Penny Pierce. We're going to be talking about The Leap of Perception. Now, this book is, I think, very, very well done because it allows you to come in contact with that part of yourself called the intuitive self, but the inner self in a wonderful, wonderful way. And I think you'll appreciate some of her wisdom. And then we're going to be talking with W.L. Lenning on Friday. And this is a man who has put together his success strategy. He calls it the Phoenix Success Strategy. And it's all taking adversity and making it work for you. This is a man in his 60s who lost everything. He and his wife were almost on what you'd call the street level. They didn't even have money for food, and it was a pair of scissors that shifted everything. One single pair of scissors, and you'll find out how that occurred. So we are going to be talking about that this week. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance your physical needs with your busy schedule is always a challenge. Amino muscle snack time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino muscle snack time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors. A bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. It can be used anytime, anywhere. First thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. And as a weight loss appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used. No caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon or squatsponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding amino muscle snack time by visiting Amazon.com or squatsponge.com. Visit Amazon.com or squatsponge.com for more information.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I want to give you the phone number again, 888-627-6008, if you'd like to call in and chat with me. Yesterday, I had started to share with you a story about a horse called Scribble. And, of course, we ran out of time, so I wanted to share it with you today. Because I find that animals have such an impact on our lives, and there are so many wonderful, wonderful stories. And this one really grabbed my heart and my mind. And I really think that when we have so many different species that share our planets, we're part of the animal kingdom. And we have a capability of solving things or creating havoc. This is what human beings have done for millennia. And I just think it is important to sometimes step back and really be aware of that connection, and of how sometimes there's a synchronicity and a rhythm in life that is just magical. And that's what really touched me about this story. Now, Scribbles is a horse, and Scribbles belonged to a young lady by the name of Brittany. Brittany's mom, Kay, had gotten Scribbles for her daughter, because her daughter wanted to become an equestrian. She really wanted to know all about horses. She just had a passion for horses, and it was just amazing how when they got Scribbles, that one, the birthday for Scribbles was only 3 days apart from Brittany's birthday. Brittany just connected with this horse in an incredible way. And she was doing so well, and so Scribbles and Brittany were a team. They were out there practicing every day, and of course, Brittany is growing, and she's developing, and she acquires her skills, and there comes a moment when her teacher says, well, Scribbles cannot keep up with you. You have to go and graduate to another level of horse as well as another level of skill. And this isn't unusual. You know, there's all kinds of things that you do so that you can become better and better. Well, Brittany really didn't want to let go of Scribble. This horse was a part of her heart. And the challenge was that the family basically couldn't board and take care of more than one horse. So after a certain period of time passed, Brittany knew that Scribbles was going to have to be put into a new home. And Kay, her mom, said, we're not going to turn her over to anybody that's not going to have a good home. So they looked and looked and looked. And some people wanted to buy, and they'd say, nope, you're not the right person for this horse. So they were very responsible with Scribbles. They really wanted this horse to go to the right family. Well, eventually she was sold, and Brittany was still beside herself. She just cried and cried and cried and cried. And her mother said, okay, we'll go visit Scribbles. Well, you know how life is. You can do that for a certain amount of time. And she was. She was very diligent about visiting. But again, Brittany's growing up. She's involved in all kinds of activities, and there are fewer and fewer visits. Well, Kay got very concerned because Brittany started doing something that wasn't very healthy. She started not eating. Now, there was this connection with his horse. Brittany developed very serious anorexia. And if any of you have ever known anyone that has gone through this, it is tragic to see. And Kay was really, the mother, was just absolutely beside herself. Well, about this time when all of this was happening, the loss of the horse, Brittany's emotional shift that caused her to go into the patterning of anorexia, their dog, Kona, died. Well, Brittany was there when Kona passed away. That really hit her hard. Now, Brittany, at this time, she's in high school. She's a junior. And she goes to Facebook. She had a lot of Facebook friends that were animal lovers like she was. And she just was pining away for Scribble. She just was so unhappy. Now, I'm going to digress for a minute, because in another place, there was a woman by the name of Kelly. She is the director of the Omega Horse Rescue in Airville, Pennsylvania. And she attended a horse auction. And she would try to save as many of the horses as she could, because they were headed for the slaughterhouse. And she said there was a brown mare that caught her eye, and she connected. And this animal looked at her like, please save me. And she saw her, and she said, what's going on here? When she got to the horse, she found that the horse was bleeding, had a serious wound. Well, she said, when she was around the horse, just because of the horse's gentleness, she said to the horse, she said, you have been well-loved. What are you doing here? Well, Kelly ended up taking this horse. On Facebook, let me go back to Brittany now. She's on Facebook. She sees a message saying, horse in dire need of help. The photo of the horse was this brown mare that Kelly Smith had found. The horse was skin and bone. It was just a mess. Brittany looked at that horse and screamed out to her mother to come in and to take a look. She said, I found Scribble. Well, her mother couldn't believe that. The horse had been gone for quite a while. It wasn't possible. Well, she was so concerned about Brittany, because Brittany was in very, very bad shape. And she had finally started conquering her anorexia. But she was grieving over her dog. And she said, oh, so all these thoughts are running through the mother's mind. What if this isn't Scribble? Well, do you know what? It was Scribble. And her mother still doubted it. And so she told Kelly, my horse had a scar underneath her tail. It was Scribble. Scribbles is now back with Brittany. And when they met, before she took Scribbles home with her, when they saw each other, Scribbles recognized her instantly, even though she had grown so much and changed. She is with the family. She will be with the family for the rest of her life. I have a beautiful photo of the two of them in front of me. She said, "This is a miracle." The mother said, "I agree. To be able to bring back into our family an animal that was so loved, it's a once-in-a-billion chance that this would happen, but it happened with him. Shows that love has a full circle and sometimes evolves in a very, very amazing way." This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever give up your dreams for anyone. Remember always, you have the magic inside of you to light up other people's lives. Thank you for joining me today. Won't you join me tomorrow? We're going to be talking about some fun stuff. Have a great day. God bless. I'll be with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.